It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. There's been a debate for many, many years about maybe consolidating the Parsons emergency response system with the county, but when you have a situation like that recent power outage, it's nice to have a backup program.
Right, and actually, had we been in a new facility that had proper emergency backup power, it wouldn't have been an issue. Even if in the future, say we had a new public safety center and the two 911 centers were actually consolidated, which makes perfect sense, and say our backup generator did not work, the system still has additional redundancies to where it would push all of our calls to pre-programmed other 911 centers in Kansas. The way the system is designed is to allow statewide a redundancy in case anyone or a region or a county were to go offline. You know, it's school time again, so slow it down. There's lots of kids that are out there, but they may not always be aware of everything that's going on around them. So we all need to drive slower and be more attentive when we're anywhere near a school zone. Our traffic safety corporal is Tyler Riggs, and he is going to be positioning our radar trailer truck out there to help increase awareness at some of the different schools and some of the different zones throughout the fall, along with also trying to coordinate additional emphasis when officers have uncommitted patrol time and it's the beginning or the end of the school day. We're going to try to make sure that we are as visible as we can given our current staffing around the schools for sure. When school buses have their emergency lights on and their stop sign out, it means stop both directions. In some places, if there's a divided highway, it's only for one direction. But you know, Parsons isn't that big to have divided highways. So if you see a school bus and it's got red and yellow lights flashing, it's got stop arm out, then stop. That is a violation, which is a zero tolerance enforcement. So if you violate it, you can expect a citation.
What about school resource officers?
Cheyenne Dunn is starting her second year as a school resource officer. Matter of fact, I just saw a posting on Facebook where she got a really neat poster from a bunch of the kids welcoming her back to school. Every once in a while, there are some really good things that happen in policing, and a lot of those happen because of Cheyenne and her involvement with the kids.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.